This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Older voters rule. For all the kvetching about how long in the tooth both Biden and Trump are as they head for the November showdown and the upcoming election, we may be missing the point that they aren't the only oldies out there. The electorate is also historically aged. In the U.S., more than half of eligible voters are older, with only 48.5% millennials or Gen Z voters. In some countries, the odds favoring more senior voters and the programs that benefit them are better, so we shouldn't be surprised that it's happening here too. Take the recent elections in South Korea, which leads the global birth rate and population replacement conundrum. Voters over 60 there are 32% of the electorate, but voters under 40 only 31%. In more and more of advanced economies, older people are hanging on longer and longer, and younger people are having fewer and fewer babies. Heck, 10 of the largest countries in the world are now led by leaders over 70, when 70 used to be everyone's longevity goal, not simply a milepost that gets a hand wave as you trudge through the years. In a Wall Street Journal piece on this issue, a couple of researchers were quoted as saying, if you look at what Congress has done, they continue to spend, reinforce, and help programs for senior citizens at the expense of doing something dramatic for younger people. I'm not sure exactly what this hardly do anything Congress is doing for seniors, given their opposition to early and mail voting, increased eligibility for Medicaid, or extension of dental benefits for any health program, the continuing opposition by many of the moss backs to the Affordable Care Act, and more. But the point is well taken. They're also not stepping up for younger people either. There was a story recently, for example, about an Italian province that has maintained its population and birth rate even as the country's is plummeting, and has done so by providing a suite of benefits and support for families. In the U.S., it is crazy that we don't have mandatory paid parental leave and realistic governmental support with both centers and subsidies for daycare. We also do precious little in Congress to convince younger people that the institution and tax dollars will assure them a livable and secure climate when they are seniors 30, 40, or 50 years from now. The same journal story quotes a German researcher arguing that the principle of one person, one vote needs to be rethought as seniors continue to dominate the electorate. He asks, who is democracy for and how can democracy really reform itself? It's a good question, even if the notion of differently weighted votes is politically a non-starter. The answer to his question, though, is the classic one, that power concedes nothing without struggle. And that takes not apathy and withdrawal, but organization and participation. One way or another, change is coming. Younger people need to get on with it, making it happen. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.